Further from the word of the Lord, in the Gospel of John chapter 8, and in the Divine Providence. As he spoke these things, many believed in him. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are the seed of Abraham, and were never under bondage to anyone. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone doing sin is the servant of sin. And the servant does not abide in the house forever. The Son abides forever. If then the Son makes you free, you shall certainly be free. I know that you are the seed of Abraham, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you therefore do what you have seen with your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus says to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth, which I have heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You do the works of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of whoredom. We have one father, God." Then Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For from God I went forth and am coming. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me forth. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you cannot hear my word. You are from your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you are desiring to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and did not stand in the truth, because the truth is not in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I say the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you reproves me for sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the sayings of God. You, therefore, do not hear, because you are not of God." This is about two kinds of freedom. There is hellish freedom, and there is heavenly freedom. It is from hellish freedom to think and will evil, and so far as civil and moral laws do not hinder, to speak and do it. On the other hand, it is from heavenly freedom to think and will good, and so far as opportunity is granted, to speak and do it. Whatever a man thinks, wills, speaks, and does from freedom, he perceives as his own. For all the freedom that everyone has is from his love. Therefore, those who are in the love of evil perceive only that hellish freedom is freedom itself, while those who are in the love of good perceive that heavenly freedom is freedom itself. Consequently, the evil and the good perceive the opposite to be slavery. Still, it cannot be denied by anyone that either one or the other of these is freedom, for there cannot be two kinds of freedom, in themselves opposite and in themselves freedom. Moreover, it cannot be denied that to be led by good is freedom, and to be led by evil is slavery. For to be led by good is to be led by the Lord, and to be led by evil is to be led by the devil. Now, since everything that a man does from freedom appears to him to be his own, for it is of his love, and as was said, to act from one's love is to act from freedom, it follows that conjunction with the Lord makes a man appear to himself to be free, and consequently to be his own person. And the nearer the conjunction with the Lord, the more free he seems, and consequently the more he seems to be his own. He appears to himself more distinctly to be his own because the divine love is such that it wills that what is its own should belong to another. thus to a man or to an angel. Such indeed is all spiritual love, and preeminently the divine love. Besides, the Lord never forces anyone, for nothing to which anyone is forced appears as his own, and what does not appear to be his own cannot be his love's, and so be appropriated to him as his own. Therefore, man is led by the Lord continually in freedom, and is also reformed and regenerated in freedom. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.